And welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This recording is the second and last part to session 25, and marks the end of the first year of the podcast. The next episode will be a recording of a chat talking about the history and the world. This was done several months ago. Our next season of the podcast will start directly following that episode. Thanks again to all our listeners, and as always, if you have a comment or would just like to let us know that you're listening, you can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Leave a review on iTunes, or join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagic.com/forums. Now on with the show, episode 25, part 2.
So he's going to want to please them, their needs as customers, so...
Or there
is going to be more sensitive against.
Or it's just going to be that upper later level of strata that is, you know, party going. I mean, I don't picture Tesla and his ilk as people who light up the night.
No, I wasn't putting them in there. I was putting the...
Right, yeah. Well, that's a good question. I mean,
actually, I imagine Tesla at a birthday party whipping out the big giant robot and going, "Hey, kid, you want to ride on the robot?"
No, I do picture Tesla doing something like that for a relative's birthday party or something. But
yeah, I picture him as having going all out and having a 3% fat cup of milk rather than a 1% fat cup of milk. But yes, well,
maybe wave a glass of brandy over it.
Yeah. Okay, so I definitely think Marklin is in Hundegaard's pocket, and he wouldn't have acted without Hundegaard's approval, especially within his own house. I think Hundegaard is behind it all and is trying to shut off the flow of information, or perhaps a particularly damning article in there that...
How good... yes. Are you two sharing the information you found, or are you keeping it on the secret?
What information?
Okay, so that's the line you're taking. Fine.
Well, that's what you're taking. I never said I was taking it.
Yes, I'm waiting for Gavin.
I'm not quite sure where we're going to put it, so we'll have to discuss this anyway, because we don't actually have a secret base.
Okay. Yeah, in which case, it's time to have a very detailed look at those documents then.
Is everybody back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you guys are discussing on the car drive to wherever. Do keep in mind all the documents are in French.
Well, we have three French speakers.
Yes.
Actually, I also speak French.
Four. That's a full set.
I don't speak French. I speak German.
Oh, I thought you took some French.
No, that's not till I get my scholarship up.
Okay, so that's three French.
He speaks just enough to get that first date.
No, he speaks just enough to get the slap in the face.
Yes.
Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who moved me off the snooker table?
I'm not taking y'all to any of my safe houses.
Let's take a look at these documents then, at least. Let me know what sort of level of secret we are secreting.
Yes, do you want to rifle through it and find out what was the most likely bit of information he was selling?
Fortuitously enough, it is only the driver who does not speak French. So this was our perfect day.
As I tell them this, I'm driving you to the other side. I'm driving you to the cane shop, so I'll take the slow route.
All right. Let's have a look. I want to know what the information was first before I ask Marklin anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want to read the information yourself before you share it with anyone else? Is that what you're saying, or...?
No. I'm just saying I want to find out.
Oh, okay.
Why isn't, you know, the crew from the point of view of investigation?
All right. Well, going by the dates of the documents, and everything is pretty meticulously dated and time stamped on there. The most recent document he has is showing It's basically a ledger of different funds that are being siphoned out of different French accounts. And through different companies, they're being essentially the money is being diverted and given to one of Saunier's companies. What you're able to read out of this is that the at least some higher ups in the French diplomat corps here in Metapol are funneling a lot of money into Jonas Saunier's accounts. And Saunier is basically the head of the trade guild and is Tesla's basically his nemesis. They disagree on how the guild should be ran. This is particularly bad information because, yeah, you're not the guilds aren't supposed to be taking money from diplomats. They're not supposed to be influenced by other nations like this.
Actually, well, what we can do rather than even going to the Kane guy, let's just go to Tesla and turn this in. And at the same time, he makes his move against Saunier, we make our move against Marklin and bag two fish with one. Well, no, that's not the saying. Stab two people with one blade. Wait, no.
Let us move away from the metaphors. You seem to be running into a few problems.
Yes.
Stab. Yes. Yes, it's kill two birds with one stone, my good sir.
No. Sure. You know, I don't know why you would use a stone rather than a knife, but whatever. So if we can take this immediately to Tesla so that there is no, oh, he secretes stuff away. We go to Tesla, we take this guy down, and then we get kudos. Fuck it. I hate this system. I want to get paid more.
Well, Tesla will probably be paying us for doing this.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I don't. Tesla doesn't pay us squat.
No, actually, the guild contracts, every time that there is a successful arrest, you guys do get paid a substantial amount every time you do
a case. But not for doing Tesla's dirty work on the side.
No, no.
We get Tesla's favors, which are even more powerful around here.
Yeah. Also, by the way, every case you solve, you get a bonus at the end of the year.
Favors don't buy me whiskey.
But they might get you a whiskey plant or shares in a whiskey company.
No, you get a third tap stored into your house. It's your third tap, which just flows whiskey.
I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust Teslas. Oh, you got a whiskey kit. Oh, I'm going to die now. All right. Yeah, so I say we go to Tesla, we turn this in, and then we... Actually, let's go to Tesla's butler, turn this in, and then that way we don't get associated with Tesla any more than we absolutely have to. And
Turn all of this in or just this latest information? There's a lot more here than just what Sonia is up to.
I vote we turn all of it in to Tesla's butler just because... Yeah.
I don't have anything else I particularly want to do with the information. I'll tell you that right now. So,
I have a question: is find some information in there for the the attorney? I give the name of the attorney.
There's nothing in here on Harris.
Absolutely.
No. I want the information on the attorney that will be representing. Blah blah blah.
I don't know if we go down that small lower level information.
No, there's nothing there.
Since it's not a major game thing, if you wanted to spend a fate point to declare that there is something you can blackmail the lawyer with in there, you may do so.
I will spend a fate chip since I still have a lot.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a document here which you might find useful.
Yes. I'll hand it to my lawyer. He'll know exactly what to do with it.
Just make sure you get a share of the percentages, I think, is the...
Yes, me and my lawyer have a special contract.
Apparently, the adversary's lawyer is investing heavily in sex trade and has a stable of women somewhere in Metapol that he probably wouldn't want to get out.
Underhanded, dirty demons all over the
place. It's the way the city runs.
That's right. The rival lawyer is a pimp. That's, you heard it here. Yes.
He's doing better than you are. How did he? Wait.
So the plan is you're going to dump the paperwork on Tesla's butler and let them decide what to do from here or handle it from here?
While we go and...
Yeah, talk. We go to...
Yeah, we go finish off our minor case with just a mere murder. Yeah.
Yeah, we make sure to... I still want to go by the cane guy just to make
Yeah, so do I. Just might be an interesting scene to have, but otherwise I don't...
Yeah,
I just think it'll be an interesting scene.
Okay.
Yeah. We may want to get our own cane. I'm not sure yet.
So the paperwork's going to be dropped off first. Are you going to do it at one of your drop sites, or are you going to go to power in person and hand it over?
Not to power. And not to one of our usual drop sites. We have a lot. Yeah.
We want Tesla to get onto the sooner rather than later, so a drop point may take a while to be picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I borrow your mobile phone?
I think that's a bad idea. I think calling on a mobile phone that he has is a horrific.
The place would be to put this somewhere and then tell Tesla's butlers where this is. We can use like the train station locker or something and
get
one of the 110 kids we have at our disposal to take the key to the butler. It does. It deals with it. It gets it there.
I prefer that.
I like that.
We do that then.
So you're going to stop at one of the pneumatic train stations, rent a locker, and send the key to Tesla's butler? Is that what the deal is?
Yep. Vira could note to say it's us, so we get the credit.
Okay.
We're one of our reliable urchins.
All right.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. So the key and message is sent off. What do you want to do now? At this point, as far as solving a guild case, you have a strong suspicion of who was the likely murderer. You could go and say, this is what we found, we think this guy did it, and call it that. That still may not lead to a closed case.
We're going to close the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but first we want to go talk to the cane guy to make sure that the cane maker, the men's accessories.
Right, I mean, okay.
Sure. After that, we're going to go confront Maitland and see if we can then find out where White is. So.
Yeah, sure, fine.
That's where we're going from here.
But first, we got to go check out the cane maker to make sure we have undeniable evidence that his frickin' cane, that if he says, oh, I lost my cane, we have someone to say, oh, he has a sword cane.
All right. Sodheim's is a very well-to-do establishment in Sector 2. And he's got... A lot of the buildings in the area is the more modernized, where they're using newer techniques, lots of glass, lots of cement. His is very old world style, though. He's got a lot of woods and, stained glass, etc. So his shop really does kind of stand out on the block. And it's a large shop. In the window, there are several mannequins that are wearing men's clothing and, prominently displayed are things like tie tacks and cufflinks, canes, monocles, lots of haberdasheries, lots of different hats as well.
Real quick, and this is just a concern I would like to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think that when we go and ask this guy, hey, did you make this sword cane for this guy, and say, for members of the guild, that he's not going to call up the guy and go, hey, these guys were asking about you. I thought it was really suspicious.
Hey, if he does anything suspicious or tries to attack us, we've got people here who will take him down.
Well, no, I don't think he'll do anything suspicious. I think he'll call Marklin and say that, we were asking around and we're being very suspicious.
It could always be that one of us walks in and says that they saw a very distinctive piece, that it may have been made here or that this person may know how to make it. and would like to request...
Either you or Bishop, Mr. Bishop there would be the best person to ask about that.
Yeah.
Somewhat better with that sort of thing than myself.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Whiskey Drinker here.
Drink. Man.
I don't think he could afford anything in here.
I light up another cigarette and brush off my...
I do notice that you're wearing your good suit yet again.
My good suit?
No, that was to Bishop.
Yes. We were dealing with the upper crust of society.
In which case, would you like to have the honors of requesting a cane for a fine gentleman such as yourself, with a mocking eyebrow raised?
Yes, and it will be obviously be a cane that is fully functional. You never know when someone might come after you.
You don't have to BS us.
And I say, please hold on to this. I hand it to Underguard.
Yes, okay. What are you handing?
So he even lights up a cigar in your car.
My gun. My taser. Please keep care of that. That is my personal favorite.
I see.
Well, I was smoking, so I may as well smoke as well.
Everybody take a chip for the previous scene, by the way.
Oh, goody. I'm back to normal.
Think. All right, so the idea is, Mr. Bishop, you're going to walk in by yourself and start inquiring about such a cane?
Yes.
All right.
If you die, let us know.
Or don't.
All right, the shop is actually very busy. There are three seamstresses that are working on customers right now, getting measurements, etc. And Mr. Sondheim, at least you expect it is, as you did get a description of the man. He's elderly. He's probably, you know, pushing his late 60s. Seems to be quite still very healthy. He has the physical characteristics of a dwarf. He's very short. He's maybe just top.
He's a friend of Artemis.
5 foot tall. He's got a hump back. And he's very strongly built body. As large as his hands are, he has a very gentle touch as you're watching him work on a bit of whitesmithing. He is working on a man's monocle right now, and he's got a very precise touch as you're coming up. He doesn't turn to you. He just says very, very quietly, he says, very delicate moment right here, young man. Give me just a moment. Just a moment. And he finishes up with a little flourish. dips the monocle into some water to set the metal that he's been working on. He turns around, wipes his hands off in a cloth, looks up at you. Ah, yes. And what can we do for you at Sondheim's today?
Yes, I was hoping to make a request. I saw this very distinct item, and I described kind of the cane in question, since we've had descriptions of it.
He scratches his chin and says, it sounds like one of my pieces, yes. Come over here. He takes you over to the checkout counter area, and there's several volumes, like thick-bound books laying there, and he thumbs through one, and each of the books has basically got a artist's rendition of a piece that he's done or his shop has done, and he takes one out that is basically men's canes, and he asks you to see if you can find it in this book while he attends to another customer, and he'll be back shortly.
I attempt to find it.
All right. Just to match, you're working on a description as you actually haven't seen the cane before. Give me a discipline roll.
Come on, baby. One. It's a success.
It is a success. It takes you a little while to find it, and you're kind of trying to narrow it down between three canes that fit the description. All three are fairly thick. You know, they have the gaudy, large jewel head on it. You're not quite sure which of the three it is when he comes in. But you've narrowed it down. And he takes a look at the pages you're looking at. And says, yes. Interesting works, all, yes. Were you interested in something similar?
Yes, but the one I'm familiar with, the person led on that there was something more to it than just being simple, as he described it as it was also his personal protection.
Give me an empathy roll there.
That's not rapport.
Yeah, okay, you can do rapport. That's fine.
That's wink wink. Say no more. Say no more.
Wow. What's
your total?
Not that. Let's see here. I'm also going to add my +2 specialty first impressions.
Okay.
So 5.
Okay, so you're tied off. So he looks at you, you know, with a kind of a neutral expression and says, I'm sorry, we don't really deal in the personal protection here. I can certainly give you the names of some designers in the city that deal in such things.
let's see here. Always completes his end of a deal. This will be good. So that's another +2. Okay. And so I don't have to deal with any of his track. I'll spend another chip on... Whoops. No, no. Didn't want to do that. Okay. And also... I've been to dark places, so I know how to be subtle and convince a person that I'm the right type of person.
Okay.
To give this stuff. Even though this is a lighter place, there's still, you know, it's a little bit darker what I'm asking for from what he normally offers.
Sure, so that puts it at a 9 total, I think?
Yes.
All right, that 4 is enough to blow his track there. So, okay, he looks at you and says, perhaps if you will follow me to the back room, we can discuss your specifications.
I nod and follow.
He takes you to his office. It's got windows, so, you know, people can still see you in there. You don't feel threatened. But you notice when he closes the door, it is very quiet in here. So you're expecting you could not be heard from outside. And he says, yes, those particular canes are engineered in a certain way that it can provide personal protection. What are you interested in? Blades? Shock sticks? He looks you up and down and says, small caliber weapon? Large caliber weapon.
Gun that fires swords. Come on, ask for that.
How about something more unique? A gun that fires swords?
That's amazing. I never thought of that.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have to murder this guy and burn down the shop.
We noticed that suddenly Mr. Marlon is becoming enraged and quiet in the back seat. Very focused
there.
Such a thing could be made. What specifications do you need? Of course, we'll have to measure you for the proper length of the cane.
Bert, I know my character would know this, but what does he mean by specifications?
Well, what do you want the cane to do?
Oh. I was hoping for a blade that was, you know, more of a blade that was well-balanced. Can that be done?
Oh, yes. I worked on one of those recently, actually. He pulls out like an artist sketch pad and he says, what kind of design would you like? These three here have caught your interest. Do you like the look? The thickness, of course, is necessary to conceal a good stout blade.
Yes.
These are a bit on the more ornamental style. I would see he looking at you. He says, I would suggest perhaps something not quite so ornamental for yourself. It would clash with your wardrobe.
Yes. A simpler style would be best.
And he starts making some sketches on the pad. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Mr.
Bishop.
Mr. Bishop, I like to have these. These are works of art, of course, and I like them to match the person that they are being created for. What line of work are you in, Mr. Bishop?
I'm in connecting people. I find people who are looking for something, and I connect them with a person who, well, that can provide that service.
I beat up men for the pleasure of old women.
Yeah, he says, so the protection racket, or are you?
No. Say you have a person who's looking to get a brand new car and doesn't really want to go through, you know, the normal structure, or he's looking for something. And I happen to know someone who is an upstart who may be willing to offer, you know, a better deal simply because they're not as well known, but they're, as I've seen from their work, a genius. I connect the two. I bring them together. It's for a finder's fee, of course.
Ah, interesting. That seems like a very new line of work, Mr. Bishop. He starts making some streamlining to it. And it says, the last one of these I made, rather unique. The specification called for a blade that was could pierce and slash, and was made of very... I had to fold the steel to make it sturdy enough so that it could be used to parry another blade. Of course, this made the cane much thicker. I thought, a bit on the gaudy side myself, I would not... It didn't really go with the client's wardrobe. He was an actor, you know. I caught some of his work in his younger days. He's retired now. I remember, like, and he puts down a sketch pad, and he's kind of got the glazed, far-off old person thinking about an earlier day look. He says, I remember catching him at a recital once. It was after filming. This was before, of course, the audio, the spoken word was being recorded as well. I hear that.
Oh my God, you're putting me to sleep.
I understand that was his downfall. But I remember he entertained the crew at the time. He was a natural mimic. It was amazing how well he could mimic another person's voice or the sound of a bird call. It was quite entertaining. Hmm. And yes. He turns over a sketch pad and pushes it over to you and says, perhaps something like this. Now, of course, this is a simple blade. If there were other items you wish it to do, and it's got the jeweled head on it, but it's much more tapered. It's not very ornamented. It's got down specifications of, like, I want to use this kind of wood, and I want a black enamel on it, gold trim. And you do think to yourself that, yes, this would look good with your wardrobe.
I think I nod, give a smile. I very much like that. I will.
Of course, I would. Before I begin work on this, I would need measurements and a $500 deposit, which is half the asking price.
Very easily done.
What's your resource level?
Three.
Yeah, it's still within your resource level.
Yeah, and I'm about to get an influx of cash soon anyway.
Mm-hmm. They'll say you heard.
Yes. Now, of course, you understand the laws in Metapol. You will have to get this registered and not illegal to carry here, of course, but they do want you to get such things registered. Okay, getting echo. Let me pause for a minute.
It went away, actually.
Oh, okay.
Still there a bit. Not.
All right, let me pause. Let's try and clear it up. If I can find my...
Shouldn't the host of the call pause it?
Yeah, actually, if you wouldn't mind pausing.
Here, Mr. Mir.
What?
I'm back.
Moment to settle down?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Any better?
Seems to be.
Okay.
Think. Yeah.
So, yes, he pulls out a tape measure and takes the proper measurements from you and says that you can make the deposit at the registers before you leave.
I nod. I say thank you, thank you. And I head to
the register. Are you sure that's the only functions you want?
What else can you do?
Well, the other client had a small caliber handgun built into it. And then he pauses for a minute and says, but of course such a thing would be highly illegal in Metapol.
Oh, yes, of course. I smile and nod and go, is that the same customer?
Oh, no. I misspoke. I've never done such a thing, no.
I nod and smile and say, I'll take that too.
Another 300 deposit, but I'd be very happy with it.
Yes, yes. Just a clarification, Bert. I did hear that he said the customer that he did
yes.
had that also.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I head to the register and make my deposit.
Yes. Resources 3, and you're making a $800 deposit. So, yeah, you don't need to make a roll. That's within. It's pretty close. After 1,000, you're going to need to roll. And if you fail the roll, it could drop your resource level.
Right. But we're dealing with old-timey money, right?
Yep.
So shouldn't that be below a coefficient of 10?
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's what Bert says it is, okay? Shush.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Stop nitpicking. You're making yourself have to spend more money.
Oh, just for a system standpoint, that's kind of how it works. After a certain dollar amount, if your resources can't normally cover it, you make a roll. If you make the roll, you can cover it. If you fail the roll, your resources go down. You still get the item, but your permanent resources do go down.
That's why I'm eventually going to get my resources up. I'm currently working on that, but the pyramid structure just doesn't make it easy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they've been waiting in the car for a while, going over this nice stack of French literature and smoke. As you're coming out to the car is now like filled with cigar smoke.
Aww.
Cigar smoke.
Please tell me it's good cigar.
And cheap liquor from...
And cheap cigarettes.
Oh. It should be an excellent cigar.
I have excellent cigar mixed with cheap cigarettes and whiskey.
Yep.
I'll probably need to get this thing cleaned.
I
look at him and say, you couldn't have opened a window.
Hey, if I'm not allowed to wreck the doctor's car, then I have to screw up someone else's car somehow.
And it smells good in here.
I cough and roll down my window and say, blah, and especially point out that his cane has a gun. We may need to be careful.
Yes, here is your favorite. Handing back his stun gun.
Thank you. I take it and kind of rub it like very carefully, like my precious, and then put it back in my pocket.
Do we just want to walk into the office? Start accusing him, or do we want to share some sort of plan of attack here?
I think we go, you've done it! And then watch him try to run away in fear.
Ask him what he shoots us.
Well, then, you know, we get shot.
Oh, we're going to shoot you, so that's alright with us.
Yes.
Perhaps at this rate we ought to invest in some sort of bulletproof clothing.
No, I think welding steel onto me is probably a bad idea.
I've heard from some of the more experimental people that they're working on various things.
No, that's still, even if we're moving up the time period.
Alchemy.
Actually, if you're moving up the higher period, they had the beginnings with silk.
In this world, I can actually see having suits that you pretty much turn on a switch and just get slightly electrified, and that just sort of stops bullets coming in.
Yeah.
Minus sort of force field effect.
I think that's stupid.
You might have seen such a thing in Rena's shop at one time.
Yes.
Yeah. Strangely enough, everything was sticking to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, to Macklin and just walk in and say, you?
Oh, okay.
No, we should walk in, wave badges, and go, you! We only have 15 minutes with him.
We have an hour.
We've got 3 to 3:15. We've got 15 minutes.
What?
Your meeting is 15 minutes long with the guy.
Oh, well, and then when we stand up and we say, oh, of course, you stabbed him with the knife in the parlor with the candlestick.
You're starting with a knife with a candlestick.
Candlestick knife?
I know.
It's ingenious! I should go talk to the guy back there again. The candlestick knife. Perfect.
You know, it's almost worth letting you get up to speed and then shocking you into unconsciousness and having you kill us all.
I say, why do you need to shock me? We can just shoot the engine.
Just to murder us all.
I've learned what happens when you electrify an engine.
Shall we go? Shall we go?
Let's go.
All right, so you're pulling into Mr. Markland's residence. He has his own private home in the outlying district 1. So this is actually less built up. It's nice homes out this way. It's kind of like the suburbs of Metapole. So he's got his own almost mansion. It's a fairly large house up on a nice grassy knoll and a big driveway as you come over. And there is a butler there that meets you as you're coming out of the car and says that, oh, yes, Mr. Markland is on the lawn at the moment playing a game. Lawn bowling, I believe. He's asked that I take you there.
I nod and smile.
Did you go to butler school?
Butlering 301, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured to get that pretentious of an accent, you had to go to butlering school.
There are just these gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you.
If one can't make it as an actor, one can make it as a butler.
And I can tell the actor in you now.
He takes you around, and by lawn bowling, what he failed to get across is that they are skeet shooting. Mr. Markland is there with something very much very much looking like a shotgun.
Are we in Metapole?
Two more people. One of them is pulling a device that's throwing clay discs into the air. And you hear Markland yell, pull! And he's shooting the discs out of the air.
I'm getting my distance in between me and the nearest party member.
I wanted to double check. Are we still in Metapole?
Yes, you're legally? Still in Metapole.
Yeah, he's rich. It doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm just keeping an eye out for the sword cane.
Yes, you see it actually perched next to him near a table. He's bracing himself on... there's like a shooter's ledge where, you know, you can hold the gun steady. He's kind of leaning on it because he's seems to be having problems with his left leg, right? And as you come up, he's reloading the shotgun. And anyone that has experience with guns can give me an alertness roll.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I would have had experience with guns once upon a time.
Oh, three. Nice.
Three again.
Okay. Everybody passes. Rock salt loads. Yes, he's.
Oh, those hurt. So much.
Very good against the fit out.
The pain.
Oh, thank you so much. I was wondering if anyone would say that.
What?
Fendal. Image of the Fendal. Tom Baker, Doctor Who.
One of my favorite stories ever.
Yeah, it's actually, despite the stupid costumes, it was close to being scary in their...
terrible, terrible makeup on the lead actor.
Oh, yeah.
It's full form, but...
But still, it was hilarious.
Anyway.
Yeah, so he has real guns, but does not have real bullets, so it's skirting the law, but probably is still okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. With as rich as he is, it's probably okay. But
let us just hope that his personal sidearm is also loaded with rockets.
I doubt it.
All right, as you come in, he notices you there. He pulls... apparently with wearing earplugs that he's pulling out. Says, ah, yes, my guests. Bosworth, please, bring drinks. What would you have? Chablis, Burgundy? A nice white wine, maybe?
I take a hit from my whiskey.
Ah, yes.
I drink from the flask.
He sends off the butler, who's apparently named Bosworth,
I don't want any.
There are
whiskey.
Still two men here with them who seem to be. They seem to be servants of some sort, as they're not speaking, and they don't seem to be. You know, they're not having any kind of conversation with him. They're just kind of doing what he says there.
Are they avoiding eye contact?
One, no, not at all. One of them takes the shotgun from him, ejects the shells and starts cleaning the gun. The other guy starts packing away the clay disc thrower and brings out a chair for Marklin to sit on. And there are other chairs around the lawn that you're welcome to grab. And he says, please, have a seat.
I do not have a seat.
Have a seat.
Ms. Marklin, when was the last time you saw Mr. White?
And he has taken his cane as he sits down.
Ms. Marklin, when was the last time you have seen Mr. White?
I had a meeting with him pleasant little evening 3 nights ago.
And can you describe in your own words what happened during that
can
meeting?
Can I just say that the thing is, this is going to be a conversation I'm not taking part in. Could I just be doing a general empathy to keep track of body language?
Give me an empathy roll. Sorry, go ahead with Marlowe's.
That's a six.
Can you describe in your own words what happened on that night?
Yes, I lost a shockingly large amount of money.
And why did you lose that money on purpose? And of course, I'm doing empathy as well.
I'll do empathy. I'm doing empathy as well.
All right, that's fine. While normally a very, very good liar with a minus one, he has a mere six.
Woo!
I didn't even come close.
I have, let me see if I have it.
Well, mine's a six as well. I'll throw in a chip on this thing.
I'm not even coming close.
I'm not even going to try. I'm good with a three.
Oh, I'm going to throw in a chip for It Could All Be Less.
There you go.
I'm going to throw one in for Noblesse Oblige and another one for Courtly Manor.
Ah, so what does that put you at?
That puts me at a 10.
Oh, and wow. Okay, yeah, that's enough to know. You can tell he is putting on an act. And what do you have, Marlo?
Seven.
Seven. You're not just positive, but you think he's feeding you a line. And he doesn't look terribly agitated, though. He looks very sure of himself.
Yes.
So continue what you were saying.
So why did you lose all that money on purpose?
On purpose. Well, that's one way to put it, I suppose. When one engages in gambling, one should be prepared to lose it all.
Yes. Especially when one means to lose it all.
Yes. You're feeling very aware of the fact that he is sitting across from you, dangling his cane.
His cane, I notice that he's dangling and I go, that looks like an exquisite piece of work. May I please see it?
Okay. Give me a second here.
Rapport roll?
I want all of you guys to give me, let's see, a deceit roll.
Oh, joy. I think I actually have one in deceit now.
I have no idea what my deceit is.
If you have no deceit, it's just a base four roll.
All you have to do is click the deceit button.
Oh, that's a two for me.
Social.
Hey, I got a four. Do I need more?
What's the lowest anyone got?
Two.
That's what I'm concerned with. But that's Aldrich, though, who's not engaged in conversation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Lowest would be Bishop at four.
Yeah. Okay,
if I need Bishop, more, I'll spend it.
No, yeah, you tie. What I'm basically seeing is if he sees that the jig is up, and so far, he's still going along with things. So he says, oh, this? Yes, I have a very bad hip. Can't go anywhere without it.
I again ask, well, we are sitting, so you don't need to lean up. May I please see it? I mean, just look at the craftsmanship. I have an appreciation for works like this. And
seriously?
To get a hold and touch one is just... It's one of those dreams of mine.
No, I think not.
I'd facepalm.
I give a sad face.
I resist the urge to slap Bishop around the head.
Now, can you please... there was a duel between Mr. Armani and Mr. Mercurio. Would you believe that Mr. Armani has a reason to murder Mr. Mercurio?
Ha, murder? He was well into his cups. I suppose any man drunk could perform such a thing, but no. No, I think not. As drunk as he was, Mr. Mercure was very level-headed that night. I'm thinking that he would be able to defend himself from such things.
Okay, and there was a duel. Can you describe the duel?
Are you saying that it was Mr. Armani that Mercure dueled with?
I'm certainly implying that.
I don't know who the duel was with. But Mercure did come in with some cuts about his hands and arms that he cleaned up in the bathroom. I helped him with the gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Memory, was there gauze and coverings on the body at all?
No.
You were purchasing information, or you were trying and failing at purchasing information from Mr. Mercure. Do you happen to know what that information was about?
Oh, the usual, I'm sure. Blackmail material. It was too rich for my blood. Mr. White was far and above our little efforts to purchase it.
Who would be R be?
R?
Mm-hmm.
R.
You said our efforts to purchase
our. It. Oh, our. The rest of us there. Mr. Hundegaard, Mr. White, Mr. Marklin. Excuse me, I am Mr. Marklin. Ha ha.
And how heavily indebted are you to Mr. Hundegaard?
To Mr. Hundegaard? Not at all.
You seem to be moving in his circles quite frequently.
Yes, he's a patron of the arts. He saw me when I once took the stage myself.
Of course. And... now...
How much did you... I know it's a little bit impertinent, but how much did you lose to Mr. Armani?
More than a gentleman should say. I'm sure Mr. Armani could afford his lifestyle for many months on what he won.
So it was many times what you were bidding for the information?
Oh, no, no.
Well... whatever. I don't care. Now, you wouldn't happen to have any inkling as to what Mr. White has gone missing, unfortunately. Would you happen to have any inkling to what happened to him? And, of course, paying a special attention to...
Yes, and I'm going to go with roles that were already made. Let's see. Everyone else made at least a 5. Is that correct? Seven. On the empathy rolls?
Empathy?
Empathy. Oh, no.
Empathy, I made a 7 total.
Not even close. I completely died on empathy.
Okay, so it's sounding like only Gavin made at least a 5?
No.
On empathy, no. I thought you meant the deceit roll.
It was me and Hundegaard.
All right. Then the both of you notice a slight tick when you... mentioned Mr. White, as he says, no, I'm afraid that Mr. White is not someone I normally engage with.
Unfortunately, Mr. White has a computer at his house, a engine, if you will, and he recorded that he was going to meet with you.
Of course, he was there that night.
No, he recorded, when did Mr. White go missing again? I'm sorry, it was yesterday.
Yesterday, right? At noon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the last time we have recorded.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, Mr. White went missing sometime afternoon yesterday. The last recorded message he has on his engine is that he was coming to meet with you.
Oh, bosh. I suppose the jig is up. And with that, he...
Ching!
Okay, Mr. Marlowe and Aldrick, the both of you are not surprised by these actions because you caught the undercurrent that was going on. The rest of you will not get an action this round.
Okay.
We're not that surprised, to be honest.
No, we're not.
But what you are surprised of what happens, the lame Mr. Marklin as he finishes his statement, does a somersault behind his chair.
Knew it!
Yeah. And he lands such that his cane is perched on the edge of the chair, making a wonderful firing platform as he attempts to mow down Mr. Marlowe. And this is where we roll alertness rolls. You know his action. Only Marlowe and Aldrich for this round, but everyone else.
Do we want to put ourselves on the initiative table?
Go ahead and set initiative.
Yeah.
My initiative is 5.
Oh, sorry, Yaren's initiative. Damn it. Where the hell is initiative on this?
Oh, it's at the very top if you just click add initiative.
Ah, yes. Set initiative. There we go.
Wow, Marlowe beat me.
Yep. Unfortunately, I have no way of entering mine, I don't think.
Just add a token onto map.
Gotcha.
Cool. Can we actually help him kill Bishop Marlowe? Yeah. Not that we would, of course. I'll just ask information.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go down in the first round in the head of gunfire that I have so brought on myself.
I'm hoping it's a one shot.
If Kane has more than one shot, then yeah, I'm going to be surprised. But actually, I don't put it past it, given the
thickness of
general diameter. Could be a six shooter or even. Yes,
I will find out as they pierce my soft and fragile flesh. I love my flesh.
Give me a second. I'm going to set some of his stats.
I guess it could be a turret or a Gatling, very low, small caliber Gatling.
I need to get in. What is my endurance?
What is my complete lack of agility?
Oh, yes, agility. Oh, yes, I got athletics up because I thought I was going to be shot at more. And I'm going to take the tag. I can dodge bullets. Wait, no.
I am the one.
Yes.
Oh, you lucked out. He is going slower than you, Mr. Marlowe.
Nice.
And he goes on the same round as Mr. Bishop.
All right. So knife, stab, or shock.
All right. So basically, he's going to roll his firearms roll, and you're going to roll your knife roll. If you get a better roll than him. Basically, you're threatening with a knife. It's making him miss. And, of course, if you do more, if you roll better, then you're able to get in to, closer in and able to cut him up. If, however, he rolls higher, he does get his shot off.
And he may have chips.
Yes. All right. Go ahead and roll for it.
8.
Are you actually using the shock version of your knife or the actual?
Shock. I'm not trying to kill him.
Ooh.
Holy Christ!
So, as it stands, he will have hit you.
I'm going to be spending chips here because I do not want to get shot. Shoot.
It's just once.
It's just a box, too.
It's a tradition.
No, it's a box four.
By two plus the, plus the gun, the bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I am going to be... I'm going to be using Ideal in a Dirty Business, and I killed a man. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Oh, wait, no.
Explains so much.
That will give me 12.
Okay, so yes, you're able to slip in. Well, you can describe it there. You're going to end up doing two boxes to his physical track. Well,
actually, the knife is... Oh. Yep.
What is the addition with a knife?
It's going to be +2.
Okay, so you'll do a box 4, which he can take. But you can describe what happens there if you wish.
Okay. He does his fancy somersault, and as soon as he leaps up, my knife comes out, and as soon as he hits the ground before he sets himself properly, I'm already on him, and... he's extremely quick, but my knife just grazes his carotid artery, he still keeps on ticking.
Yes, he has a box 4, which you have just filled, but he can take 4. So, he's still up and going for now. And then since you did basically suck up his action there, Aldrich, you're the other person that can act this round.
Quick reactions from the thugs. What are they doing? Or are they just standing there?
They're stunned standing there. They're like,
what? All right, fine.
Even his goons don't. have not yet registered what's going on.
Okay. sort out and I'll assist our detective.
Oh, quick question. Would I have taken a -2 penalty because I drew?
Yes. Yes, you would, because you would have had to have drawn.
I thought it was a -1
penalty. -1 penalty, yeah.
Okay, so he should have only taken a +3.
Yeah, okay.
All right, fine. Yeah, I'll take my penalty to draw and attack at once.
Yep, go ahead and roll damage. He's basically...
That's a 5 plus my speciality in the Swordsman's Arts, making that a 7. Well, okay. A 6.
Okay, with a 6, so he's going to have to take... He's going to take a major consequence, and let's see.
Wait, doesn't he get to defend against the...
Oh, and need to add on, what's the bonuses for a sword?
It's 2.
Yeah, but okay. that's after you actually hit. I mean, if he gets rid of your successes, then you don't hit. So let's deal with that first. No, because since I'm doing the single roll thing, he wasn't trying to defend himself against you and Huntergard at the same time. He was just trying to defend himself against you. Huntergard wasn't right next to him, so he wasn't really focused on that. So he gets
no problem.
Shot in. So I have to get rid of 6 points.
8. No, it's including the sword, it's 8.
Well, not just the what's the actual to hit roll? What did you get?
The hit roll total of 6.
Right. So he just needs to get rid of 6. If he gets rid of 6, you don't hit him, and therefore you don't do the sword damage. And that would be a major consequence. And what he's going to take as a major, let's see. And that was a sword stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since it's kind of a permanent thing. All right, here's what he does. He sees the sword stroke coming down, and he brings his cane up to block it. And your sword cleaves it in half. I'm calling this major because he actually spent points on that. That's an artifact he's got. Wow. So yeah, that's a permanent change in the character.
Oh, damn it! Only he had my artifact with me instead of this makeshift sword.
Yeah, so you've just gotten rid of his stunt basically.
And what you can do to signify that is go to state on the and then severe consequence. Click the severe consequence.
Okay, and now we start at the top again with Mr. Marlowe, and of course, his men can act. I need to put his men on. Give me a second.
Well, I'm just going to
roll on.
Swing again.
Yep. Give me just a second here.
I'm just going to need a little bit clear or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to copy him here.
He's multiplying.
I'm setting off their consequences.
His consequences are multiplying.
Okay, they both did pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. They did bad. Oh, well. They're coons.
So he's going to basically just be defending himself. He's going to be dodging until his men can help him out. So that's his action. And since it's you and Huntergart there, he's using that dodge basically split against the both of you. But go ahead, Mr. Marlowe.
+2. Oof. -3. Let me.
Okay. He's going to put 5 against you, Marlowe, and 4 against Huntergard.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Well, he took a full defense move, so you don't take any damage. You failed to hit him.
Right. Well, I'm going to spend a chip on.
Actually, full defense gives him 2 more, so it'll be 6 against you and 5 against Huntergard.
Yeah, I think I can beat that. I'm going to take I'm going to use X major turn Seamus for a reroll with the weapon. And bam. Oh, shoot.
Same.
No, it was better, but I still missed.
Okay, so yes, he is able to dodge you. Aldrich, go ahead. He's got a 5 defense against
you. Next up, it's Bishop. I'm further down the initiative.
Oh, okay. Bishop. What are you doing, Bishop?
I'm going to attempt to work together. I'm going to draw and attempt to work with Gavin on whoever he targets.
Okay, so you're going to have to wait for Gavin to move to do anything then if you're going to...
Yeah, yeah, but I'm drawing, so I'm going to take the negative one, whoever I'm shocking.
All right, so that means that it's his turn. Yeah, he's basically moving around so he can't be hit. Gavin, what are you doing?
Stand up, guild, drawing my guild badge and going to the goons and saying, guild business, don't get involved.
Okay, I want you to go ahead and give me either an intimidation roll, it sounds like.
No, yeah, what's
can
this
I help him? Can I assist him with the intimidate? Because I am pointing my gun at him.
Sure. If you want to cover them while he's saying that, sure. So you're helping him. So you're going to roll your intimidation, and depending on what you roll, it'll give him some shift successes.
Should have got you to go first.
Well, he's giving you a nice healthy plus +3. So
three. I thought it was only a plus +2 for that.
No, you're right. 5 is plus +2. Yep, plus +2.
Ooh. That's with the plus +2. Okay, I put that low.
Oh, yeah. Man. Really?
I'm going to have to spend points. I got a crappy intimidation, but I'm going to do that. That's what I decided to do anyway. Yep.
It's a good roll. Good plan.
Yeah. Let's see. Start throwing out chips. Knuckle down and get the job done. Bing! I'm just going to add 2 with these. I don't know what I rolled.
Yeah, you rolled a neg 1. Sorry.
Neg 3? I must have rolled.
Yeah, you rolled a neg 3.
Really? Is your intimidation then?
Oh, and the goons have discipline.
They have 1 point of discipline and rolled a 3 and a 4. All right, got a 3 and a 4.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm going to throw in a lot of chips here because I get refreshed next time and this is going to be it.
Yep.
You underestimated me. Bing! And...
Do you want to re-roll that? Because...
No, because I'm getting a plus. I'm currently at 4, so if I just throw in another chip for plus +2, that gives me a 6.
Yes.
Which speaks to his.
And that will cause them both to stand down as you're... Well, no, you have to do a little bit more. You've got to get their track done. They've only got 2 points in a track, so you've got to get 6. You've got to get a 6 to get them both to stand down.
Well, I'm currently on 4.
Yep.
Right. Wait, wouldn't he have to get a 7? Because the track is 2?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you have to get a 7. You've got to go 1 more past their track.
Right. Let's see.
But you got the chips for it anyways. Doesn't matter.
What did I say I've used them currently? Knuckle down and...
And underestimated.
Yeah, I mean, do you mind if I help you out with this? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've got my aspects in front of me. I'm just trying to think about which ones are appropriate. I'm a disciplined man.
That's a good one.
Yep, let's throw that in.
Oh, this would have been perfect. I should have done the actual intimidation roll because I just realized...
You waited for me.
Yep. I know, I shouldn't have.
Yep.
And lastly, surprisingly sturdy. Ding. I'm tougher than I look.
So what does that put you at?
8.
4 chips plus 8.
8. So yes, that's enough. Right. So you beat down their track, so they actually stand down. They listen to you. Aldrich.
Continue the attack. Okay. And I'm going against a 5. 5
defense, yes.
That's a 6 because of my specialization.
Okay, and how much does your sword add?
It adds 2.
So you'd be a box 3, which he's already taken, which will move to box 4. So he has box 3 and 4 taken up.
Yep.
So, yes, you...
Yeah, I'll spend a chip to send him over again.
Okay, and what are you tapping?
Let's see, I have a variety of these.
Question, Bert. Can't you only use a specialization once per scene?
Per scene, yes.
All right, in which case I've already used it, in which case I need to spend 2 chips. Okay. In which case it's going to be diet of all this and let's ostracized aristocrat. Chips.
That's so that makes you a bad boy, I guess.
ostracized aristocrat means that it's... Yeah. Aristocrats get their training, so...
Yeah, that's fine. So what does that put you at, then?
That'll make my total an 8.
An 8, okay. Well,
Wait, if that makes an 8, then he takes a box 4.
Mm-hmm.
Not including the weapon damage.
Yeah, the weapon damage will push him over. Gotcha. So the question is whether, okay, because I can still take some consequences on him. However, his guys did stand down, so, I know what I... Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make a quick discipline roll here just to see if he's going to break or not break. He break. Okay, you take him out. You can describe how he's taken out. Actually... because I can't give because you've already rolled the hit. So yes, you take him out. How do you take him out?
I'll hand this over to Miss Marlowe, seeing as he's the one pinning him to the ground.
No, I'm not taking your kill. Your kill, man.
Yeah, this happened on your go. So.
And he had a fake lame leg before.
let's see, how is this going to get? Yes, having... he took another blow from Mr. Marlowe, didn't he?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
So, unfortunately, despite his gymnastic capability, he has difficulty keeping track of two moving opponents at once. So, while just managing to avoid the darting knife blows from Detective, he ends up walking... Well, stumbling backwards into the... I'm not sure, do I want to kill this guy?
No.
I took tired of all this, so he probably actually is going to... I keep on picturing tired of all this being there. He's actually
getting no!
Yeah, it's his choice if he wants some cash.
I regret not... shoot.
Fine, I'll just smack him around the back of the head with the pommel, but it's like pretty much every time I draw a sword, it's never I kill anyone. I just smack him around the head of it.
Yeah. Actually, if you were going to say death was on the line, he would have tried to use consequences to keep from dying. So, yeah.
I just think this raid is turning into a Soul Calibur game where all the weapons are blunt.
Yes. All right, so you knock him out then.
Because you can't question the corpse.
Smack from the head with a basket hilt.
Okay. All right, down he goes. And his two men have intimidated by Gavin's authoritative stance. There's nothing like a low-level bureaucrat to strike fear in the hearts of
slaves everywhere. And a man with
a gun-toting madman in a nice...
Yes,
I give them that evil gleam.
And the foppish, smarmy madman.
But in a very nice suit.
Yes.
Yes. And it's completely clean. I didn't get any blood on it.
It's a dandy madman.
All right. So what now? The men stand down and look at their boss.
I grab my mobile phone and call the
police. No, what are you doing?
I wait. I grab my mobile phone and say, okay, who do we want to call?
Nobody. All right, you two. Where's Mr. White?
They look at one another and they say, in the basement.
Thank you. Okay.
Just unconscious. He's awake at the moment.
Yeah.
He's tied up. He's fine.
Did you beat him at all?
No.
Okay, because... Well,
he's got a lump on the back of his head, but nothing after that.
You know, that happens. Nothing wrong with this. This was just money, right?
Yeah, he's our employer. We're just kind of doing what the boss says.
You guys can run away.
Right, running away now.
All right.
And they back up.
Oh, and yes, remember who did you a good shake.
Yes, they nod, back up quickly, and run away.
Okay. And then let's call Mr. White's boys, get them down here. Their boss needs to disappear.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
And we need to investigate this sword cane being ready.
Yes. It's broken sword cane.
Well, the gun half needs to disappear.
I don't care if he gets charged with having a gun in a sword cane he's not supposed to have.
Well, I do care if the person who made the sword cane... I yoink the gun half of the sword cane.
I nod with him and goes, yes, good move.
Well, this is the part of the blade that got stuck in the body anyway, so we'll just have a look at that.
Yeah, that's the part of the blade.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to accompany me in search of a study or... the various secret ledgers, which are no doubt hidden throughout the mansion.
I'm going to go to the... I think we should... I'll be out front when the boys arrive to go get them, direct them to Mr. White.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, but then let's tie this guy up.
Yeah. Do you want to do? We want to do that first, perhaps before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Tie him up, and then we're gonna search this place at our leisure, and then maybe a couple hours later.
Well, right. Sure. Just give me investigation rolls. All the way around.
There's also the butler.
You're taking time so you can go take a plus two. Actually, yes. When you start looking around, the butler is nowhere to be found.
Shoot.
Oh, joy.
I wanted him.
Plus two on that. That's a five for me.
Yep. Yeah. Plus two on the roll just because you're taking your time.
Yeah, I already had two for me.
Yeah, seven.
Right. Yes, you find a very similar hidden panel.
Oh. Yeah. What was I doing?
Investigation plus two.
Okay. There's investigation. It's hard to find space. Four. Criminal. Wow, that is a bad roll considering I added the plus two.
Rolled. All right.
Very nice. All right, yes, you find another secret panel, much like was in Mr. White's, Mercue's house. That has, once again, more documents. These are in English. A lot of it is material that he's apparently bought before from Mr. Mercue, as Gavin, you recognize some of the source material that's in here. But there are other things as well. He's apparently been keeping track of how much the French have been contributing to an unknown person within the guild, and apparently the information that he didn't have was who the French were basically buying off.
Oh, this is something we want to know about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's the information that Mr. Mercue was selling, and it was Mr. Saunier in trade that the French were basically buying.
Right. We've already turned him over to Tesla, so...
You find Mr. White basically bound and gagged. Not too bad for worse for the wear. He's got a big knot on the back of his head where he was struck and rendered unconscious. Otherwise, he seems to be pretty good. They've been feeding him and basically just keeping him out of things. And Mr. White tells you that the idea was that Marklin was going to have him... seemed like he was the one who killed Mercue and then skipped town.
Yep.
Yep.
And goes into further explanation as to what happened that night is that he did indeed, it was the highest bidder for Mercue's information, made the payoff. Mercue was to deliver him a notebook with names and dates as well as tell him verbally what was going on. And then Mercue went missing for a bit, and Marklin explained that he was having a duel of honor with the Italian over some indiscretion with his niece, and passed along a message to Mr. White saying that Mercue would meet him the next day, noon, at a specific bistro to basically meet up with him and give him the notebook, etc. Mr. White took that as of course, yeah, that seems fine, and left for the evening. Later on, Marklin gloated over the fact that when Mercue came back, Mr. White forgot to take his coat back with him, as well as his top hat, and being a former actor and a very good voice mimic, in Mercue's drunken state, Marklin was able to perfectly mock Mr. White's movements and his voice, and was able to lure him into the bathroom, where Mercue believed he was telling Mr. White the information that he was purchased, that was purchased. Ooh. And on the way out, Marklin killed him.
That's clever.
Bishop, that's how high you need to get your perform skill up to.
That was clever.
Don't I need deceit instead?
And around this time, after you've talked to Mr. White, the police do come and take possession of Mercue. What?
We never called the police.
Oh, you didn't call the police. Who did you call?
Eddie.
White's boys.
Yeah.
Oh, White's, that's right. Eddie. Yeah. Yeah, so you're greeted by Eddie. Who...
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. He doffs his fake hat and takes Mr. White and asks if maybe there's some hurting that needs to be dealt out anywhere here.
Ain't no the hurting that's been needing to be dealt out has been dealt out. But remember who's done you a solid. The boys came prepared.
We stopped and bought new crowbars and everything.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we've already taken care of them. But yeah. Remember who did you and your boss a solid.
We always do you a solid.
Yes. He a few hundred years early does the fist bump with you. And
I look at him.
He all does right. Start looking around the property and just fingering his crowbar saying, nice place, though.
ain't a good place, ain't a good time. There are places and times.
Yes. And as we wrap up, your cell phone goes off, Mr. Bishop.
I answer it.
There's a muffled voice on the other end. Give me an alertness roll.
Oh, this is perfect because I have, did you hear that?
Yes. Plus two. Very nice. Eight. You are positive that it is Tesla's butler, though he does not introduce himself. He simply says, the master needs you now.
Oh, great.
I say, same place as always, same format.
Yes. The voice is very strained. It seems to be coming from a long distance.
Okay. We will be on our way. I look at them. I say, just one moment. And I cover up the receiver and say, Tesla's butler, we're supposed to be... the master needs to see us. Immediately.
Okay. Then we'll be right along. Is this before Eddie's guys have left?
They're taking possession of Mr. White, and since you want them from basically burglarizing the place, they're heading off.
Well, real quick, I hand them the tussled up form of Mr. Marklin. Mm-hmm. Say,
Why?
What? Why? Because he needs to be questioned.
And then disappear. Priorities.
What?
No. What? No. He's gonna go.
Yeah, we need him for our case.
Yeah, we're not giving them to the people who are probably going to then string him up afterwards.
We need to get our money.
Wait.
He needs to get paid.
This isn't all about the money.
Yes, it is.
It is also about ensuring that our newly arrested criminal is then not killed in a bit of vigilante justice by Dockyard thugs.
I don't care about that. I have bills to pay.
Well, you're outvoted. That's not happening. Move on.
He's got a new cane to pick up.
Exactly.
But we can get so much more information out of him. We don't have.
And we're going to get it out of him without him being eaten over the head with 2x4s.
I'm not sure about that.
Use 2x4s.
Tesla may do something similar.
Eddie says, "Yeah, we can take him off your hands if you want him to disappear."
No.
I still want him. You know. I want me to be able... Well, never mind. I was outvoted. That's fine.
For now, there is surely room in the back of the car where we can sling him.
Right. Well, I don't want to bring him to Tesla, so let's drop him off by a police station. And, I mean, that's the only other place I know to take someone.
We're doing this on behalf of the guild, so we presume we have some place where we tell the guilds. This
man also attempted to kill us.
Right,
yeah,
but
since he actually had a firearm, I mean, you could take him to the police department because he broke it. He broke a very hard Metapole law in doing that. As far as like, you would be able to bring him to the police department instead of just bringing him up on charges of, you know, conspiracy against the guild.
But then you see, the problem is we'd have to turn over the gun.
We turn over the shotgun.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Shotguns everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Boom, sure. Done.
Yeah. Nice solution.
I want to save the game.
Take a chip for that, Gavin.
Doesn't matter, because it's going to be all refreshed up to 5 anyway.
Yeah.
We could have disappeared somebody.
You really
That's
want to disappear?
All about, dude. I think
okay, we drop him off. We drop him off. Explain what lies broke into the police, etc. And I think we're gonna go.
If we can't stop to fill out paperwork, but trust us,
Miss Blair is your contact with the police, and she is glad to hold him on charges for 24 hours until you decide what you want to do with him.
Yes. Okay, that works for us.
Yep. And yeah,
we'll,
can have
probably since he was contacted, we'll let him know that this guy's involved with the murder over the German embassy.
He's a culprit for that. Liaise with the guild. She is guild liaison after all.
Yep. And we give her our findings and what happened.
Well, just dump the evidence on her for now and run.
Well, yeah.
Sure. And she just says, come back sometime tonight to fill in the paperwork, you know.
Wouldn't have to fill in any paperwork.
If you want to get paid, you'll fill in the paperwork. Jesus.
I get paid anyways.
No. Let's go. And I drive, not like Adrena.
So you're heading towards power.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Bishop, I want you to give me a driving roll.
Oh, goody. At least I have 1 point in this.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Wait, don't you have points left? You have chips, right?
Yeah, I have plenty. I've spent like only a couple.
Oh, thank God.
Do I need better?
Okay, I'm going to explain what happens, and then you can put more in if you want, because no, it's not good enough. as you're driving towards power and you're cresting the ridge just as you're about to enter the circular driveway, there is a massive rumbling from the ground, so much so that the car is lifted up off the pavement, and you see from the top of the building of tower on its fourth floor, there's a venting of gas from the roof, and the building starts collapsing in and upon itself.
Actually, I think you rolled just enough.
No, add more points.
Yes.
Okay.
You're saving Tesla.
Four.
Okay, we go left at Albuquerque. I'm sure of it, so I know which way to take the shortcut. Help those in need, because obviously this is a situation. That puts me at a 5.
You're good
if
enough.
If I get more, okay.
Yes. The car goes airborne for just a moment, but when the wheels touch the ground again, you're able to whip it back into line. Just as another tremor goes through, the ground shakes again, and there's a large explosion from the base of power as the building basically just completely folds in upon itself. And there's where we're going to end season one.
Wait.
I look over to Gavin and go, you still have the have the guy we just captured's copied of the information, right?
Wait.
Way to kill the cliffhanger, man.
Yes. Wait. So Tesla's building is no more?
Yes.
You should have gone with something like, so there goes my paycheck or something.
Oh. Yes, damn you, Tesla, what about my favors?
Damn you! No, actually, I know. I get out of the car. I look at it. I look towards the east, and I go, I know it's you. You did this. Damn! I get on my knees and go, Harris!
I shock him.
I grab the car and drive away with it before you get back in.
I know, where you go, damn you, Harris! That's when you just get shocked and collapses to the floor.
Well, yeah. I know I'm going to get paid by Harris. This is going to be awesome.
Okay, and there we
but
have
you're
it.
You're going to be beat by his daughter.
All right, 4 experience points.
Oh, man. Wow.
4 XP. Did we get any for the last session as well? Because I didn't write that down.
I believe 2.
So 6 current. Okay. I need to go get my sword back now. It's obvious that this little refill-in blade isn't going to be enough.
If anybody wants to save their character token, hit save now. I'm going to close the server.
No points.
I saved it on my side, but if you want to save one locally.
Oh, no. I've still got the one in the outside.
A couple of things I need to change, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Wait.
Yep.
I gotta find where I'm keeping the SSM. Oh, well, I'll keep it here.
Yeah. My refresh goes back up to 5. That's the lowest I've been on refresh for a long time.
Yeah, but good good use of refresh in this one. Yeah. Taking down two guards by basically...
You don't know how useful I would have been if I intimidate. I've had this one number 8 aspect that was the perfect time to use, and I was like, no way, I didn't think of that.
Yes, yes. Oh, Gavin man. Did. Gavin did.
Yes, he did.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, yep, yeah, that was quick that thinking there. It was nice.
So, 4 XP, that puts me in.
All right. So, what'd you think of that one? You guys want to know what the clues were that you missed?
Sure.
Yeah, go.
I'd also be interested to know, how much did you have to suddenly invent on the spot when we asked about who was the cane maker and let's go meet him?
Actually, I had the name down. I figured you'd figure out the cane as one sooner or later. The big one that you missed was the coats. Yeah, had you looked at the coats, Mr. White's was there and had blood on it, which could have been matched to... Timur Q's, which might have gotten you going a little earlier on things.
So yeah. We missed the coat.
Yeah, we didn't investigate the scene that well, to be honest.
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
And doing a simple background on Mr. Marklin, you would have come up with his that he was a very capable voice impersonator and had a very good career as an actor, a very good stage actor. Beforehand, as well as the fact that he was acting in things like swashbuckling flicks and...
Yeah. No, yeah.
We didn't care.
Yeah.
At least I've dealt with two problems. I've dealt with my legal issue.
Bert.
Yes, you did. You got a nice blackmail thing going on to keep the charges from going through.
That's the way the city runs.
That's going to be your next aspect, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Nick, you had something?
Oh, yeah, I was just... God, just Tesla was... so wrong.
I know exactly what my next aspect should be. White male, black male, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Good Lord.
Actually, you guys pretty much followed police procedural. I mean, you basically... ran down each lead until you found what you needed to do, which is, you know, not a bad way of doing things. There was a couple of places where you could have leaped quicker to things, but I mean, all in
all...
We
could have jumped to Marklin a lot earlier, but we decided to take our time because we had time to take.
Yeah, basically. That was a large part of it. We figured it out, I think, like an hour... Or an hour and 30 minutes in, yes. And then we just
Amani pretty much gave it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point, we could have just gone straight to Markham. Oh, let's take our time. We got time.
But going to the other places sets you up for having information for other things later on.
Yeah.
Knowing about the blackmailing with the French embassies.
Yeah.
I had that entire plan, but it died when Constantine turned out to be crazy.
I have a sword cane gun now.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one knows about it.
Ever.
What did you guys think about this one?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
This was a straight timeline plotted police procedural. It's the one twist with the guy that is framing someone else. Otherwise, it's pretty much a straight...
Actually expecting them to be framing the Italian, but...
White was more convenient because of the timing of when he left.
Yeah. I mean, I do wish that Armani hadn't given it all away, but I think if we had talked to anybody, it would have given it, the personalities and all that away.
I could have had you guys sweat it out of them more, but realistically, if we try to fit these into a 4-hour time span, I got to compress a few things. But
yeah. I understand. But yeah, it was overall.
I had fun.
Yeah, I love these police procedurals.
We did have a comment that someone declined to want to have read out online, where they're saying that they preferred a lot more of the actual detective work versus the long reaching plot work. And it's been a while since we've had one of these. So
yeah, It is nice for the change of pace. I think it was a well done piece. I think the whole bit where he impersonated the White was good. I liked, you know, that I didn't have to. Well, I did kind of beat around the bush with Markland, but I didn't come out and say it there at the end, and he still caught on to what was going on, and even if it was true or lie, it didn't matter.
He decided to shoot you.
Yeah. Yeah. Jig is up!
Oh, well, the jig is up.
Sooner or later. Yeah, it was, but I mean, I liked it. I thought it came in a good point. It flowed well in the story.
Yes.
And
I like the fact that we in that ending scene, we each had like our own role in this.
Yeah.
We had our investigator, we had our body reader, we had a little clerky guy who was backed up by the crazy twitchy one.
Yes, we had the insanely badass clerk go, "Freeze!" and the blood froze in the reins. And everyone, God, death has come.
Death has come, especially while the guy next to him who's like, "I'm gonna get you. I want to shoot you. I want to shoot you. Come on. I've been wanting to shoot people all day."
The perfect combination of good cop, bad cop, or good cop, insane cop.
Cop.
Good cop, crazy cop.
Yes. I like it when people do try and do a social conflict when someone else is going for physical, because you know, getting to change it up that way is quite fun.
Oh yeah, I thought.
Well, I'm not really a physical kind of guy, and I'm not that much in the social either, but I'm not going to get involved in the physical. I'm just going to try and stand these guys down.
Yep.
Go for it.
Ironically, I'm a hybrid. I'm good at both. Because I started as a social guy and then was like, well, I keep getting attacked with guys with guns. I might as well learn how to fight.
Yeah, James, that was brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, I do think Janus gets MVP here.
Yes.
Yep.
He was able to find the. Also, that was hilarious. The scene where they hide all the papers in their coats and no one notices.
What we do?
Yeah. Okay. 2 weeks then, guys. Can people make it?
Yeah.
That's gonna be, what does that put it in? That's gonna be
the 20th. No. The
13th.
Yeah, 13th.
13th.
Although, oh, goody. Actually, because the 27th is Thanksgiving, that's not a good day. Or it's the couple days after Thanksgiving. I'm not gonna be in town, so.
What? 13.
2 weeks of Thanksgiving.
Well, okay. After the 13th.
Right.
It's my birthday. Yes.
Yes.
I know.
You follow it to the 27th, and then that.
Well,
is...
yeah, with the holidays coming up, I mean, but everyone's good for the 13th. After that, we can play it by ear and see what people have for scheduling. I mean, I'm going to have family down around Thanksgiving that I need to cook for too. So,
yeah.
If you don't do it, if we don't have a game on my birthday, I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be doing anything.
The now are we doing Dragon Age tomorrow?
Yes, I'm still shooting for that. I got two new players.
Music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational and hope you will as well.
play like you have to. Play like you have to. Play like you have to. Brilliant Gameologists, a podcast for tabletop games and the gamers who play them. Come into the light at brilliantgameologists.com.
Okay, this should be good.
Well, don't forget, they do have Tommy guns, which aren't exactly known for their...
Oh, that's true, that's true. They could be intending to shoot it up. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Glad you like it. I ain't all that enthused about it myself. You think you got problems? I'm from Iowa. Nobody from Iowa talks like this.
It's funny. I always took him for the bookish type, you know?
Yeah, impromptu barnstorming.
I meant to do that.
Exactly.
But Mark's a nice GM. Yeah. There aren't going to be any problems. Come on.
You don't know me very well, do you?
The Gutter Skypes.